Yeah, how are we doing today? Getting ready for another tough contest, division rival in Chicago. Really going to have to do a good job of stopping the run with this team. They do a very good job of running the football and play action pass off of that and then the situations within the game. So we've got our work cut out for us as we're working through this week in preparation for the game. All right, questions.
How do you feel like facing some other good running backs catching out of the backfield like Kamara or last week with the two guys? How do you feel like that's helped you prepare for Cohen this week?
Well, it seems like you're saying, every week we're facing some type of scat back that can get out, and he's a tough matchup for linebackers and safety. So, you know, from that aspect, it just looks like from week to week everybody seems to have one of those guys, whether it's third down or in this case, you know, they use him first and second down just as much. So, you know, we faced it throughout the course of the season. It looks like it's something that's trending, and we'll definitely keep working it from week to week.
What's been the key for some of their big plays? I know they had that big one against Pittsburgh in week three.
Right. I think the biggest thing is just tackling. I mean, you have to do a good job of tackling. I know the big run we gave up in the first ball game last year, it boiled down to, you know, we didn't take good angles, we didn't tackle, and he was able to see us. He's got great vision to cut back, and he's a very strong runner. And, you know, having one guy to attempt to tackle him, we've got to get a lot of guys around the football and get there to get him on the ground.
How critical is the interior part of their line been in establishing that run?
It really has. They do a very nice job of getting to the second level. Long's back in there now. A center and the backside of 71. They do a great job of not only like attacking and doubling off our three or our two and then being able to chip up and get to the second level. And it's the timing of the plays. I mean, he's done a good job with his vision of being able to cut back and the timing of the plays, guys getting off blocks and making plays. So that's been a big emphasis for us thus far.
You've only allowed 3.1 yards per carry against so far. How much does that speak to what Linval Joseph is able to do?
Linval's definitely a true pro inside and has been a big cog for us inside. The single block him is kind of tough, you know, for some of the centers to single block him. And he does a good job even on the double teams with his contact balance and just his awareness of block awareness inside of what people are trying to do to us. I think the linebackers would say, you know, it's been a big plus when you're playing behind him that, you know, a lot of times he's able to hold those and doesn't give ground, can reestablish the line of scrimmage on their side of the ball. So he's definitely a big part of our run game and what we try to do inside at the nose.
I mean, there can't be many nose tackles in the league who can chase down a guy after a screen, right?
I agree wholeheartedly. But that's just a, you know, a test to him and his ability and his choice that no matter what, where the ball is, you'll see him come out of the stack running to go get to the football. He and Shamar both do a great job of that inside, as well as Tom.
Xavier now covering guys even in the slot. How big of a development is that for him?
Well, I think, you know, like I said, from week to week, we try to look at matchups and different things people try to do to us. So just depending on from week to week what we think is the best matchup, he's really come a long way over the course of the years that we've been here. This has been our fourth year. And you can just tell his attention to detail with what we're asking him to do from week to week. I mean, he's really done a good job with that and has been able to carry over to the games.
To sort of take for him, what do you need to see from him to say we can extend this into the slot where he's shadowing guys?
Well, again, it's just going to boil down to the matchups from week to week and also our other players, how involved they're into it and the mental aspect of, you know, just different adjustments and things like that that we face from week to week. So it's all a game planning thing. It's all about which different packages we take into the game and how we're matching up for that week.
Are you able to get an idea of what Trubisky can do from the preseason film, or is it still kind of a mystery?
Well, you know, he played, 120 snaps in the preseason. So, you know, we've had a look at those. He played in various quarters. He played early in some of the games. He played later in some of the games. So, you know, we have a good feel for what we think is. I mean, systematically they're going to do a lot of the similar things. But when you've got a guy like him, you're going to do things that sort of cater to his abilities and what it is they're going to do. So some things we feel pretty good about, you know, what they are offensively. And then other things, you know, we'll probably have to adjust to or see how they're using them, you know, in the different situations throughout the game.
Last week it was a big focus to keep Stafford from running around. Is it the same thing with Trubisky? Because he's pretty quick, right?
Yeah, he has. They put him on the move quite a bit with boots and waggles and sprint outs and things like that throughout the preseason. So he seemed to be able to move around pretty good in the pocket. So we'll definitely have to be smart to try to keep him in the pocket and hopefully be able to cover up his reads. And, you know, it's all tied together, how we can stay as tight as we can in the coverages and being able to, you know, not let him manipulate us by moving around in the pocket.
stands out to you now amongst their wide receivers now that they don't have Jeffrey around anymore?
I mean, Bellamy and Wright. I mean, Wright's probably, you know, the guy that he can go to and has made some big plays. He plays in the slot a lot of times when they're in the three wide receiver sets. But those two guys, they're able to get down the field and stretch the field and good route runners and be able to go up, you know, and catch the ball. Just looking at he was in there with Trubisky in the preseason. He ran a dig route, and, I mean, he banged it in there. So they seem to, you know, have a good timing for what they're trying to get accomplished in their passing game. Also, their tight ends have been, you know, good. I mean, he's a tough match inside, just like the backs are. So we'll have our work cut out for us in the coverage end of it and how it all matches up.
Last couple for George.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.